Use your vote to deselect Monster Block Blairites in the 3rd of May local elections. Nancy Taff, Waltham Forest Socialist Party and Chair, Save Our Square. The campaign to defeat the proposed Monster Block in Walthamstow, East London, is a clear example that the Labour Party is indeed, as the Socialist Party has described it, two parties in one. On the one side you have the people who oppose this development. Stallholders in the market, shopkeepers, parents of children who use the children's playground, and the people who love the trees. Alongside Labour Party members, virtually every Labour Party ward has passed a motion of opposition and now so has the General Management Committee of the local Labour Party. Councillors. On the other side you have the right-wing Blairite councillors. And that's about it. It's hard to find anyone who actually supports these plans. The line has been drawn. Quite literally, a group of artists chalked out the land we are set to lose to illustrate the land grab. And why such a swell of opposition to these plans? There is the loss of land and space and skyline. But the biggest objection by far is the lack of affordability of the 500 units which will be built. With 47% of the borough being classified as earning on or below the London living wage, and with two-bedroom flats in this new development, expected to start at £350,000, it's clear to everyone that these homes are not for us. The scheme epitomizes social cleansing. The campaign has used every tool in the box to try and stop this development. The council received nearly 1,000 letters of objection prior to the planning meeting. 500 people turned up to lobby the planning committee. 150 people came at a Save Our Square public meeting. 600 rallied in the square. Hundreds wrote to Sadiq Khan, London's Blairite mayor, urging him to block these plans. After exhausting every avenue, it's become obvious that the Blairite politicians in London are not going to help us stop this development. Not the councillors, not the mayor, and not the Blairite MP, Stella Creasy, who has refused to openly oppose the plans. Failure to deselect these Blairites leaves people asking, how should we vote at the 3rd of May local elections to stop these plans? The newly elected council will be asked to rubber stamp these plans. So how the public votes will definitely have an impact. So far all the Blairite politicians have shown to everyone involved in the campaign, and those watching it unfold, that they do not oppose this scheme. TUSC. The Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, is standing 18 candidates across the borough on an anti-austerity and pro-Corbyn platform. We are standing to candidates in High Street Ward, where this development is planned. Claire Coghill, leader of the council, is a sitting councillor in this ward. The Monster Block is her baby. TUSC is not standing against Corbynistas, or those Labour candidates who have publicly pledged their opposition to the blocks. We are arguing that as the Blairite councillors have not been replaced from within the Labour Party, the working class is left with no alternative but to deselect them from without. We are urging people to stop these plans and usher in an anti-austerity fight back in Waltham Forest. Vote TUSC on the 3rd of May,